My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin's scammer Lacey is feeling stressful and has a question. So listen and enjoy.
I go, tell me about your stress. This is kind of an interesting conversation between two real people.
It's sounding at the moment like you are real people just talking about your day.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Well, she's just talking about what she does. I mean, she's reaching out for agents. Apparently, she must be a broker. And what the agent does is find out, buyers for the wood products. And that's probably what she's dealing with.
Yeah, I'm sure this is completely legitimate. Good point, Joe.
But I'm just not for nothing.
And my area of expertise with the timbers, this is what I think.
Yeah, right.
But this is kind of weird because we don't usually see them going into such depth about what their fake job is.
No.
You know, or taking this much time before, you know, the ask.
Now, how do you know that's not her real job and she's doing this as a side hustle?
It's a good point, Joe. I'm sure there's a hot blonde woman in Nigeria working at a timbers company right now.
You never know.
I feel I do.
Yeah.
I go, tell me about your stress. She goes, it's not something I can start discussing. Let's just talk about something else.
Nope.
Okay.
After Joe just made his impassioned speech, how this might be real. Yeah, that's a shame. I go, Lacey, I'm here for you. Tell me, babe. She goes, you're making me feel important, kind of. And then she goes, why? I go, because you are important. She's, aw, that's so sweet of you. I go, not
hey,
sweet.
You.
Oh, shut up, stupid. I'm making nice talk. I have a new friend. Don't you judge.
Okay.
we're here to ruin everything.
You really are. You're like the cat that pukes on the comfort of that 4 a.m.
Exactly like that.
Yes. I go, not sweet truth. So what's going on? Tell me about the stress with the timbers company. She goes, well, most times I get scammed out of a lot of money, and I get robbed, and so on. And I think she meant and so on. She gets robbed.
Interesting.
She goes, so I can't just start talking about what's going on. I go, I understand. I have heard where it is very hard for victims of scams. When you feel more comfortable, you can tell me. I won't judge you.
I know a lot about victims of scams.
Yeah, I feel like we might have something in common. She goes, no problem. She goes, hope ain't disturbing you from sleeping. I go, nope, we're good. I go, don't you like chatting with me? She goes, not like that. Just don't want to get into you because I'll get emotional.
Hmm.
I go,
you want to just be friends?
That's Jim.
The friends loan friends money? I don't know. What's going on?
I go, well, you can if you wish, but I won't force it. You do what you're comfortable with. She goes, sure. She goes, so how's the ghost hunting tricks? She goes, if only it was that easy. It involves a lot of patience and a bit of luck. She goes, well, I'm sure you have a lot of luck you are in need of. I go, not always. Sometimes it's a lot of sitting in dark rooms and waiting. It's not all the glamour and glory you guys think. You're not always dealing with Neander News.
And flaming axes.
Yeah, Neander News, it sounds like a new age artist like Yanni. I think he tours with him.
Sure, he plays the flaming axe. You'd enjoy him.
Yeah.
She goes, I need you to do a favor if you don't mind.
Here it
goes. Oh, here we go.
Guys, knock it off.
I was just sitting here very patiently waiting.
You know, it's just like you not to trust a beautiful blonde woman who reaches out to me on social media who happens to be stuck in Nigeria working in the timbers company. I hate you.
That's okay. I understand. You can hate me for now.
I go, She goes, can you? I go, I don't know what the favor is. She goes, the agent I told you about just came here right now, and he's telling me trash right now.
Okay.
I go, She goes, I paid an upfront payment for the stamp, which is $2,800 with the dollar sign behind the number. So even though she says from America, I think not.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.